Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
So here we are, my third week of reporting on what is available for theater lovers who are no longer able to go to an actual theater. There are more by the day from just about every entity, company, institution, including the Library of Congress, so that's primarily for film fans, and they all deserve our gratitude. The creativity and the desire to spread the good work of the past is making this a more bearable present. This week, I'll also share some thoughts from several actors and a choreographer who were in the midst of important moves in their own careers when the curtains came down. First, some continuing suggestions on places to go for virtual entertainment and enlightenment. Not only shows, but I think just as interesting, conversations with those who have been in the theater community a long time. Broadway Direct is a good overall site. It has links to things to watch and theatrical music to hear. Likewise, Today Tix has certainly risen to this occasion. It used to be about what productions you could see for how much or how little. Well, now it is all-purpose. Currently, it's suggesting documentaries about theater you may have missed or books on the subject, something we've certainly talked about here as well. Yet another site worth checking out is Lincoln Center at Home. That institution's archives are golden, obviously. Besides the musical offerings, there's a conversation with its favorite actress, Kelly O'Hara, that I look forward to. These sorts of talks are nationwide, by the way. Another conversation I enjoyed is from the Minnesota Jewish Theater site between its tenacious director, Barbara Brooks, and actor Robert Dorfman. You will recognize him from many a Broadway production. One really gets insight into a journeyman actor's life. Tonight at 8 p.m. on Broadway.com, and I'm sure it will be available after, there will be a live streaming of Terrence McNally's Lips Together, Teeth Apart, starring Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Celia Keenan-Bolger, and Zachary Quinto. A nice tribute, as McNally just passed away last week. I also took some time this week to catch up with a few creatives here in New York whose shows have been temporarily, they hope, shuttered. Erica Henningsen is 27 and has garnered a huge following on Instagram following her acclaimed work as one of Tina Fey's Mean Girls. I was with it 2.5 years, the longest I've ever done one show, she told me. She left that one to audition for and win a role in Flying Over Sunset at Lincoln Center. I always dreamed of doing something at Lincoln Center. The creators are amazing. The writer is James Lapine and composer Thomas Kitt. And even though it's a supporting part, it feels like a stepping stone. The music and sensibility are so different from Mean Girls. Flying Over Sunset, which deals with some famous names and their use of LSD, was about to have its first preview when it was halted. Like Henningsen, Alisa May Gold is on the rise. She received glowing reviews for a recent off-Broadway performance and then auditioned for How I Learned to Drive, a dream job working alongside Mary Louise Parker on Broadway. Now, most of the company had done the original production decades ago. Gold, who plays a part of a Greek chorus of sorts, was nervous until Parker gave her a huge welcoming hug. Mary is a special leader, she told me, and she knows the responsibility that goes with it. Gold says the cast was in denial until the moment the production was officially shuttered. They had not even had their first preview, but, quote, we were acting right up until the final notice. Now, she has other projects keeping her busy. She founded a theater company called Pocket Universe and has a new project. Now, you find this NOV10.work, which is connecting healthcare workers with artists to help in whatever way they can. In a funny way, she told me, this time is not that dissimilar to my usual life, with periods of waiting, finding other ways to be creative, and to help those in need. And that's a theme echoed by many suddenly stranded performers, including Montego Glover, who has performed on Broadway in Les Mis and Memphis, among others, but was garnering new attention in an off-Broadway piece called All the Natalie Portmans. We only got 4 performances in, she said, and lost a 2-week extension. We've been told the producers might find another way of letting us come back, so we shall see. Now, Glover has worked in all media. She's in a new Shonda Rhimes Netflix show called Inventing Anna, but, quote, cut my teeth on theater, she says, and that the Natalie role felt like a career changer. It was tremendously important, she said. I had never played a woman like her before. She has a darkness, a weight, and yet there is hope and yearning in her. Sounds like what you are all feeling about now. Mark Kudish is much further along in his career, having numerous shows and Tony nominations behind him, but he claims that Girl from the North Country, which had just opened on Broadway, was arguably his most special yet. A Depression-era musical with a book by Connor McPherson, songs by Bob Dylan. It had received mostly positive reviews, including mine. I was with the show from its first workshop, here Kudish told me, and it has been a labor of love. I cannot imagine anyone in our company not committed to coming back. I also spoke with Kelly Devine, the choreographer for the new rock and roll musical about Princess Diana. It was just getting going when the virus hit. Devine has worked on many shows, but this was a chance to show her new moves. The musical is apparently filled with them. One song is called This Is How Your People Dance, while Diana is on a date with a guy named Charles. I never repeat a step, Devine told me, and this one, should it return, was an important showcase. These are all creative folks who bravely entered an up-and-down profession wherein limbo is a regular state. Well, we all need humor at this time. It ain't easy to find, but people are trying, being careful. Who's going to be the first to have the nerve to write an essay called Make America Gray Again about those of us wondering what the hell we will do without salons or whether the guys actually look better without shaving? I found myself laughing watching Kevin Klein, who we never get to see enough of, and his wife, Phoebe Cates, in a charming and very funny mini play that you can find by going to bluetree.com. That's the name of Phoebe's exquisite store in Manhattan. And finally, my friend Arnold Margolin never can quite leave humor behind. Arnold was a giant in the TV world and has lately been writing plays. Here are some words he wrote this week to a friend in an email. At my age, it is even about getting the virus. It's what seems inevitable after that. He's 85 and he thinks he's going to get a ventilator. He'll be lucky if he gets a lozenge. At about 75, you start having fantasies of what your deathbed scene might look like, assuming you don't get hit by an MTA bus or a skateboard. The family gathered around your bed has always been my ending of choice, and going out to the sound of their laughter at your final joke. Not in this life, not with this virus. You are alone. Not even the woman from the hospital credit office is allowed in your room. Even the pair of Jehovah's Witnesses can't get in. If you're lucky, the family gets to watch you expire on Zoom. Whew. Well, thank you, Arnold. Made me smile and a little and cry a little. As does a fake playbill I saw online promoting shows like Don't Come From Away, Don't Kiss Me, Kate, No More Sundays in the Park with George, Two Gentlemen from Corona. Well, Jill, you get the idea. And I hope all is well in your hood.
We completely get the idea, and it's actually quite comical. It's interesting how humor, you know, there is some very gentle humor. I don't know if you happened to see yesterday Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner, who have been together for how many decades? And basically what Mel Brooks said is, hey, you know, there was this guy named Hitler. If we survived Hitler, we can survive anything.
And they knew him personally, probably, yes.
And that just seeing that and sorry to use the word exposure, but I think that people being exposed, you know, a younger group being exposed to the people who have survived a great deal of adversity and still gone on to do very amazing things is not a bad role model, or not a bad model under the circumstances.
Well, let's not forget Mel Brooks had his greatest success making fun of Hitler.
That's right.
You know, bring us to laugh at Hitler, which is pretty amazing. No, you have to, like you say, it's a gentle time. You have to be very careful, but you also have to find humor and, you know, and whatever. Adam Sandler has some wild and wacky song up online. You know, it's important. It's important. We laugh, we smile, we can't hug. Right. But, you know.
And then the other thing that goes with that, and I'm turning to a broken record on this topic, but there's a reason that it was said that necessity is the mother of invention. You know, you've got two choices. You can sit there going, or you can figure out what you're going to, you know, how you are going to make the best of it.
That's right.
Or not even the best of it, make something functional out of the bits that you have for, you know, we've all had to do this in cooking, so sometimes you just have to cope. Do you have any information? I'm just curious, and I think I touched upon this last week, but do you have any information about the certain shows that are meant to go up in a year or so?
The Music Man is one I'm most interested in because that's supposed to open in September with Hugh
Jackman
and selling very, very well in advance. And I haven't read one word about that. I actually checked this morning to see if there are any new ones that have gone down. So far, the only ones are the same ones I talked about last week,
right?
Virginia Woolf and Hangman. There'll be others, I think, that don't open. I'm keeping an eye on this Princess Diana musical. I'm not convinced about that, by the way. But, I don't want to be a bad...
No. Well, it's everything is, as they say, TK.
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't heard. Just keep an eye on how many of these 16 new shows can get up, whether there will be any kind of a Tony Award season at all, whether everything's delayed, postponed. Those are the words. You know, everybody's hoping for the word delayed. That's all they hope for in the theater world, that it's not canceled. So maybe next week I'll have more for you.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.